discussed on Fox News. Trump has also tapped Elon Musk and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to lead a new Department of Government Efficiency, which is not currently a government agency. The acronym DOGE is a nod to Musk's favorite crypto. This is going over the river and through the woods for the holidays will cost you a little bit more this year. ABC's Alex Stone with details.
Airfares began rising in October, and they've been going up for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's travel since. The travel website Hopper says domestic airfares for Thanksgiving and Christmas are 10% higher this year over last, but still cheaper than pre-pandemic levels. The average airfare for Christmas is around $349. If you haven't booked yet for the end of December, Hopper says wait until December 3rd for the best deals on flights, hotels, and car rentals. United will be flying 15% more flights during Thanksgiving. Southwest and Spirit are cutting back because of aircraft availability problems. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Surfers may want to start lighting up their surfboards. Researchers now say LED lights on the underside of surfboards appear to hold sharks at bay. They think the lights prevent the sharks from seeing what's moving around above them. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Today, we met with Mark Biesterfield, general manager of Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, to discuss the upcoming events the dealership has planned.
So what kind of things do you guys have going on coming up?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, like, for example, this month what we're doing is we have got exclusive employee pricing on most new 2024 Chevrolets. We have got interest rates as low as 0%, no payments for up to 120 days. We're giving away 20 $125 gift certificates that can be used at Triggs and Save More, the grocery stores here in town. That's just one of various ways to give back to the community.
This full interview, along with an article, will be available online at 98qcountry.com. A bomb cyclone is a low-pressure system that quickly gets very powerful. Meteorologist Brittany Berlow explains.
That was the type of storm that hit the Northland on November 10th in 1975. It's the historic storm that sank the SS Edmund Fitzgerald in 25-foot waves created by 50-knot hurricane-force winds. Now, 49 years after the tragedy, a few people are trying to get a Wisconsin historical marker to commemorate the Fitz leaving from Superior, her last port of call. A plaque like this costs $8,000 and will be put up on Barker's Island, not far from the Superior entry the Fitzgerald left on that fateful day. 2025 will be the year of the Fitz in Superior, and the marker will be up by the 50th anniversary. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.